This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, and at my start of the show, it says probably quite tasteless. No, that's a lie. I gotta say, people, that's a lie. No, it is very, very tasteless. My show is very, very tasteless because you understand me. You've heard me. I don't give a damn. Don't like it, don't listen. But when it said probably quite tasteless, no, it really is very, very tasteless. But that's the way I do my show. You don't like it, you don't like McDonald's, go to Burger Chef. Don't like Burger Chef, go someplace else. Hey, but let me tell you about Burger King. Don't, please, don't waste $6-7 on one of those Whopperless Whoppers. It's one of those new Whoppers. It's supposed to taste just like hamburger, but it's all vegetables. It tastes like crap. It tastes like, it's like, yeah, I can't even go there, but it doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good at all. And they're hyping it. Yeah. Come on. Come and get one of these tasteless Whoppers. Well, no, I don't say tasteless. Meatless Whoppers. And man, oh man, it's meatless, all right. It's tasteless, all right. And for $7, hell, you can go out and get something else. But anyway, had to say that. I want to say hello to Ron and Gail. Met them Friday up at Nick's in Jerseyville. If you guys like fish, and I'm serious, a heart attack, up in Jerseyville, Illinois, in Jersey County, it's about 15 miles north of Alton. The best fish on Friday, I guarantee you. I won't give you the Bob Romanek guarantee and pay you back if you don't like it, but I guarantee you, you will like it. So, and I want to thank Ron and Gail. They listen all the time. They say their young granddaughters listen, and I appreciate that. And I think Jessica met on Saturday. So I want to say hello to Teresa. I'm sorry, Teresa. I met her on Saturday. I want to say hello to you also. I got to give you this now. You know I give you the underbelly of the news. You get the underbelly of the news nowhere but right here. You get all that politically correct crap on every station, every hour, all day long. Don't get it here. I got to say, I have to have a minute or two because this is news breaking. CNN's Don the gay faggot bastard nigger, no good, no count, good for nothing, rotten bastard. And it's in the St. Louis Post Disgrace. Big black headlines for a big black nigger. What a racist bastard he is. CNN anchor Don Lemon has announced his engagement to New York real estate agent Tim Malone. Oh boy, that's what I want to hear. Two asswipe gay faggot bastards getting married, and I got to read about it in the newspaper? Are you crazy? Don Lemon, who shares two dogs with Mr. Malone, and Betty probably shares more than two dogs, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Don Lemon posted on Instagram photos of customized canine tags that read, "Daddy, will you marry Papa?" Now, I tell you what, now that is news breaking, isn't it? Some nigger faggot bastards, some racist nigger faggot bastards getting married. And I think it's a white guy. I saw him out. It was a white guy in a photograph a couple of weeks ago. "Daddy, will you marry Papa?" on Saturday. Malone, the real estate agent, confirmed the engagement on his Instagram story and posted, he said yes. Isn't that amazing? Two faggot bastards, and we got to read about it in the Post-Dispatch like it's some news-breaking crap.
He reached over and grabbed my penis, and I remember he said, "What does it take to get this hard?"
Yeah, Don Lemon. I think they call him Lemon because he's gay, and he's a nigger, and he's a faggot. And if you people get pissed off, turn it off. It pisses me off. All the crappy news going on, and we got to read about this no-good, stupid son of a bitch. Unbelievable. This is a bastard, as you guys know, that always bad raps President Trump, always gives him all kind of crap. So I'd like to give that nigger some crap back. Nobody else will give the niggers crap back, but I will. Bobby Rush, the nigger congressman from Chicago's 1st District. What a nigger, nigger, nigger. And he'll always get elected up there, people, just like Marie Chappelle Nadell and Jameel Nasheed and Bruce Franks and all these rotten bastards, because they placate. They pander their community, and their community is all black. And so they're going to say anything and everything about the white community. But Bobby Rush, he'll continue to get elected in that congressional district because it is a black district, and he's black. And what they do, they just talk about the white guys. They talk about the white guys in this no good. Hey, and somebody call that stupid son of a bitch. Now, he's a United States congressman. Don't wish him any harm. I do not ever wish anybody any harm. But this no good, ignorant, rotten, nigger, racist bastard, he slammed the Chicago Police Union on Saturday. And in quotes, that they are the sworn enemy of black people. Now, how the hell do you think black people and white people in Chicago are anywhere, are ever going to come together when you get crap like this? Let a white, where are you white congressmen that say some nigger is a sworn enemy of white people? You chicken crap bastards, you wouldn't have the nerve to say it. But Representative Bobby Rush, the 1st Congressional District out of Chicago, slams the police union, the sworn enemy of black people. Now, he has no right to do that. He has no basis, no facts to say that. And I agree, he has every right to say it, but I had every right to disagree with him. I have every right to call him what I want to call him, and I'm going to call him a no-good racist nigger. That's N-I-G-G-G-G-E-R. Can't say it any worse or better. You guys know the situation with Jussie Smollett, that nigger racist bastard that had that fake assault on him and said it was two white guys. He could see through the mask. It was white skin, and they said, "Make America great again," and they were wearing Trump hats. Hell, they might as well give him a business card Representative Donald Trump give their address and telephone number. This lousy lying bastard. But now that everybody's bitching because of Kim Fox, and she is an incompetent, no count, good for nothing bitch. This no good Bobby Rush said the FOP is a sworn enemy of black people. The sworn enemy of black people, in quotes, by a United States congressman. And I'm the only son of a bitch that's going to stand up for the white people in this country. Says the FOP has always taken the position that black people can be shot down in the streets by members of the Chicago Police Department and suffer no consequences. Isn't it amazing? For the few Chicago police officers, black and white, that have killed thugs, nigger and white thugs up in Chicago, he's going to talk about the police officers? Hey, Bobby Rush, all throughout Chicago, do you know over the weekend there were 24, get that, not one, not five, not 15, 24 shootings in Chicago over the weekend. 24 people were shot. And many died in shootings in Chicago. And I guarantee you on this one, there wasn't one police officer, black or white, that shot these niggers down. Do you understand the hypocrisy, people? You don't hear it anyplace else. I bet you didn't know 24 primarily black people were shot over the weekend. And this Bobby Rush, this black racist supremacist nigger, this black congressman is going to say that the FOP, the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, is the sworn enemy of black people. The sworn enemy of black people. Said it twice, in quotes. It's unbelievable. But you know, when they had the protest at Kim Fox's office, the incompetent Cook County State's attorney, says the union protesters were met with counter-protests from groups including the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression. Well, that's a nice name for another racist nigger group. The Chicago Tribune also supported that members of the white nationalist groups were at the union's protest. So what? You know, you get these asswipe, skinhead, stupid bastards, and they come there, and then that's what it's all about. You know, the police department, the union, they don't advocate that white supremacy crap either. But they're not going to, the niggers aren't going to tell you that. The injection of white nationalists in this conversation, for me, I will tell you personally, I was scared and afraid, Kim Fox said on Saturday. These no good son of a bitches, please don't interject racism or white nationalism into the conversation. The FOP didn't do it, the newspaper did it. But do you see how these niggers can completely flip the script? The union said that the comments that Rush made and that Kim Fox made were ignorant, offensive, malicious, and false. The outrageous and irresponsible comments have demeaned each and every Chicago police officer, regardless of their race, the union reportedly said. Isn't it amazing? Now you're going to get all these niggers all upset now. Do you notice? And I say it every day. At the end of the day, it's what? Always the white guy's fault. Because why? Because of the, repeat after me, the niggers. Here's a situation, had nothing to do with race on the police department's end. It had all to do with race on this Jussie Smollett end. And now all of a sudden, the primarily white Chicago police department, they're the racist. They're the haters of the black community. And this is a black congressman, supposed to be a reputable gentleman. He's not reputable by any means. The sworn enemy of black people. How the hell you think that's going to go over? How do you think that's going to go over in the black community? And this no good Bobby Rush, and I say he's a no good nigger, and he's a congressman, a U.S. congressman, and Bob Romanics calling a nigger U.S. congressman a nigger, calling him a racist? Hell yes I am, because that's what he is. These police officers don't deserve that. But now Jussie Smollett is not going to be the center of attention. The center of attention are going to be the white police officers. The white police officers. And that's what the niggers are going to go with. They're going to go with the white police officers. And this Bobby Rush, this no good piece of crap, beginning, and you'll only hear it here, beginning the first part of 2018, Congressman Bobby Rush, that racist black supremacist nigger from Chicago, last year they started taking 15% of his check every month. I think he makes the congressman make about $200,000 a year, give or take. And you notice they've got the, don't worry about health care for all. These bastards vote themselves the best health care in the world. And we know that. Nobody says anything. Or if they do, they say it and let it go. But beginning in 2018, just last year, 15% of Rush's United States congressional check, his salary, and it's embarrassing, 15% is being garnished to repay more than $1 million. More than $1 million, and research it, people. You'll find out I'm right again. This no good nigger who's saying that the white police officers in Chicago are the worst enemies of blacks. No, I think blacks are the worst enemies of blacks. Nigger Congressman racist Bobby Rush from the 1st Congressional District in Chicago. And you people aren't going to hear this anywhere else. Nobody's going to call him a nigger on the radio. Are you crazy? They'll be after him. Well, Bobby Rush, come after me. NAACP, come after me. All you nigger hate groups, come after me. Because, you know, they did a study, and we may talk about it. The University of Kansas, they've got a course called Angry White Male Studies. And you know what? I am an angry white male, and you can study me all day long. Because I'm not a racist. I'm a realist, and I'm not taking this crap. But this asswipe, irresponsible nigger, Bobby Rush, owes over $1 million in delinquent loans. He also failed to pay all of his property taxes in 2019. And there's a litany of other things that he's done. You know Bobby Rush. In the 70s, he was the Minister of Defense for the Black Panthers. Now, you talk about a racist organization. For you people 50, 60, 70, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you people that don't know, just look up Bobby Rush. Defense minister for the racist, violent killing, the advocating of killing white people, Bobby Rush. You can't forget that. People want to forget it, but you can't forget it. But this no good, irresponsible bastard is going to try to start a war with the white police officers in the black community, saying that the whites are the sworn enemy of black people. I thought the nigger thugs killing each other in North St. Louis, all throughout Chicago, all throughout New York, every place that blacks are killing blacks, which is about 90%. Aren't they the sworn enemy? Aren't the nigger thug killers the sworn enemy of black people? I didn't think it was the police officers, especially white, but what the hell do I know? Let's go ahead and take a couple calls. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. You know, with these millennials, these 20 and 30-year-olds, man, I tell you, they are just so blinded by the light, man, with these niggers, man. It's just unbelievable how they...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, excuse my language? Come on, Lou. You can't... Are you that big an idiot? You got to use a word like that on the radio. And then, hey, Lou, let me pop you upside the head and say, oh, Lou, I'm sorry. What the hell? Go ahead.
Well, anyway, yeah... No, I don't need to use that kind of language on the radio.
Thank
you're right.
you, thank
You're
you,
right.
thank you.
And I respect your radio program for and the message that you deliver.
Okay, Lou.
And, but anyway, you know, I'm an angry white guy too. But you know, I pay my taxes and I raise my family and I do me, you know, and I mind my own P's and Q's. But you know, Bobby Rush is just an arm of Louis Farrakhan. That's all he is.
Sure.
You know, but that. But that's all that is. But anyway, with back to the millennials, you know, even WWE last night during the Royal Rumble, you know, the two major championships with the men are niggers. You know, it's like they're taking over even WWE. It's a joke. And they got all these white people cheering them on, man. It's like, you know, I just don't get it because you don't see any blacks in the crowd at all, whatsoever.
Yeah. You know, Lou, it's 16% black in this country, and I'd have to say probably 10 or 12% are proud black people. But do you understand, and all you proud white and proud black people, we've got about 4% 3 to 4%, maybe 5 with a couple percent of the white people, 5% are dictating to the other 95%. The vast, vast minority is dictating to the vast, vast majority every day. How the hell, Lou, I'm asking you this rhetorically and everybody else out there, how the hell is this happening? I thought in this great country, majority rules, but apparently if you're a nigger, nigger rules in this United States of America. Yes or no?
Absolutely it is. And a lot of the whites are just oblivious. I mean, we are such a divided race. It's ridiculous, you know, and people like that congressman, you know, all they're doing is deflecting all the niggers killing one another. So they're going to blame it on the white guy. This is just a mere deflection in the media is all that is, you know.
You know, Lou, I agree with you, but I don't. I think white people, they know what's going on, but it's like anything else. Well, it's going on in Chicago. It's going on in North St. Louis. It's not going on in our neighborhoods. But let me tell you, at some point in time, Lou and everybody else, all the hundreds of thousands or millions of people listening to me throughout the country, it's going to end up in your backyard. It's like cancer. If we don't stop this cancer, it's going to kill all of us. Lou, I'll give you the last word.
It's certainly headed that way, and they don't understand. They don't understand that why whites don't want to live around niggers. I mean, come on. We everybody takes care of their lawns and takes care of their homes and their property. You know, the niggers, they come in and they just ravage everything, and they know this. You know, and it's just a different culture altogether, you know.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Lou. No, and I agree with you, Lou, but I'll tell you what. Proud black people don't want to live around niggers, and proud white people don't want to live around niggers, don't want to live around the crackers, don't want to live around the hunkies, don't want to live around the white people that do the same, the niggers, to do the same thing that the niggers do. The niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies, there's enough of them to go around that nobody wants to be around them. But I agree with you, Lou, but the proud white and proud black community, I preach it every day. If we don't come together, it's going to get worse. But I think, and I want to salute the Chicago. I know you probably don't listen to me up there. They can on the radio, but they can on their iTunes, and I'm sure they do. I want to salute them because they're standing tall. And for Bobby Rush, that no good nigger, and I hope somebody tells him, and you can file another complaint, Representative Bobby Rush, you nigger racist bastard from Chicago, for you to call the Chicago Police Union and the Chicago police officers, primarily white, that you're talking about, the sworn enemy of black people, when there's 24 shootings over the weekend in Chicago, probably most in your first congressional district, you hypocritical nigger bastard. And I hope all you people understand, I know I'm a racist, they say this and that, I know I'm a no good son of a bitch, but I tell you what, I speak the truth, people, today and every day. You will not. And I had a bastard one day last week, you talk too much about race, you talk too much about politics. Well, that's about all there is in this country to talk about. That's the two things destroying this great country. Race situation and politics. The two most powerful, powerful subjects that we could ever talk about. And I'll continue. Now, the niggers don't like it. That Romantic, he's exposing us. They don't care. Again, and I've said it a million times. They don't care that I say nigger. Are they crazy? Nobody gives a damn about that. You hear it on every nigger rap station throughout the country. They care because I'm a white guy and I'm speaking the truth. I'm a white guy and I'm exposing them. I'm a white guy and they know I don't give a damn. NAACP St. Louis, NAACP East St. Louis, National Association in Washington, D.C. Come pick at me. Come do whatever you can do. See, because I don't give a damn. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And nobody's going to tell me any different. Now, if you can prove it to me, I will apologize. But I've done enough research. I've been around long enough. I'm not going to apologize for this crap. And Bobby Rush, that nigger bastard. You won't hear this on any other radio station. What a nigger bastard he is. What a race-baiting bastard nigger he is. And then you see his son. His son worked for the Department of Corrections in the state of Illinois. Jeffrey M. Rush, son of U.S. Representative Bobby L. Rush, was employed as an assistant supervisor at the Fox Valley Adult Transition Center in Aurora, Illinois. Made $55,000 a year a few years back. He was fired. He was charged with raping prisoners. This is Bobby Rush's 42-year-old son a few years back, raping prisoners. It's a felony in the Illinois Department of Corrections. If an employee has sex with a prisoner, unbelievable. But Bobby Rush expressed his unconditional support, and it's racist. How the hell can you be a nigger, work for the Department of Corrections, allegedly, I say at this point, allegedly, because I don't have the final outcome, allegedly, though he was charged with raping prisoners, plural, and it becomes racist. Well, you know why it becomes racist? Because Bobby Rush is a nigger, because his son is a nigger. They get away with it. Don't let a white person do it. Do not let a white person do it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch ever. Hey, and Louis Farrakhan, coon nigger, the Nation of Islam. calls for a separate state for black Americans. Now, Louie, baby, I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000%, Louie. I'll help that happen. And I don't say a separate state for black Americans, for nigger Americans, and let's throw the white cracker Americans and the hunky Americans. Let's throw them in there. Let's give them 3 or 4 states. Them some bitches will be begging in 6 months. And I asked, not the proud black community. I drove through some primarily white communities, and there were blacks walking around. If the nigger, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equations. If the niggers hate us, why? Why, I asked, do they always want to be around us? And I'm a white guy, and I can think that. That's not a racist thought. That's a real thought. They hate us, but they always want to be around us. You know why? Because they can walk in white areas, and most of the time, and there's violence all over, but most of the time, percentage-wise, they're a lot safer in a white area. That's why the black people, the proud blacks, want to come up and be with the proud whites. And for anybody to say that it's racist because a white community moves out in an area that's becoming primarily black is crazy. It's not racist. It's being a realist. They want their families to be safe. They don't want their houses broken into. You've seen it time after time after time. And again, won't hear it, will not hear it anywhere but right here. Time after time, their houses get broken into. The whites got to move out. The niggers move in. The proud whites that can, proud blacks that can get out, also get out. And there are a lot of proud blacks in these nasty ass nigger areas. They're just, unfortunately, they don't have the finances to get out. And I feel for them. I was a homicide detective in East St. Louis and the chief of police in Washington Park when it was primarily black. And I kept the crime down. You can keep it down. But when you get to be an all nigger community, they don't give a damn because, see, they're victims. It's always the white guy's fault. They're victims. But I just thought about that when I saw these black people, and they were probably proud blacks, walking down the street in a 99% white area. And I think they've got their child with them. They know they're going to be safe. So I don't know if niggers hate us because they're too damn lazy, too damn stupid to get an education, that they just hate us for what we've worked our whole lives for. And they want it because of reparation. They want it because of affirmative action. They want it because of the color of their skin. There's nothing more. I say nothing more racist than them, than the niggers, for saying, I'm black and you owe me for 150 years ago. Hey, niggers, wake up. We don't owe you a damn thing, but we've given you enough reparation in the last 30, 40, 50 years. I want to get on this real quick, and callers, hold on. I'll get to you momentarily. This pissed me off. Man accused of threatening Senator Hawley from Missouri on Facebook. A man from St. Charles, and I think he should be arrested. I think anybody that threatens anybody, let alone a public official, I think they should be arrested. So I'm complimenting St. Charles County for what they've done. This Jeremy Cawton, C-A-W-T-H-O-N, he was arrested for threatening the United States Senator out of Missouri, Josh Hawley. And again, I agree with the police department, agree with the authorities, agree with the FBI. They arrested him. Didn't take them long. They arrested him Friday. I think he said something on Friday. They contacted the Capitol Police, I'm trying to read here, saying that had been threatened via Facebook, April the 1st. Well, April the 6th, that man's in jail 5 days later. And he was a white guy, and it should happen. But now what about that nigger-ass white bastard, Maria Chappelle Nadell? You remember that nigger that hoped and said President Trump should be assassinated? Then somebody said, well, she didn't threaten. It makes no difference. If I tell someone, in essence, to kill someone, say, boy, I wish that guy was dead. I wish somebody had killed him. And somebody kills him, I'm just as guilty, I'm just as responsible as the person who did the actual killing. But wait, repeat after me. Why didn't she get in trouble? Why didn't she go to jail? Because she's a nigger. That's exactly why she didn't go to jail. She was a state, she's a, I believe, a state senator at that time, a Missouri state senator, that nigger bastard. And it was a white, it should have been a hate crime also, because the president's white. But nothing happened to her. They asked her to resign I'm not going to resign. Well, okay, you're a nigger. We're not going to make you resign. We're not going to make you do anything. But I just thought to myself, I read that in the paper. Man accused of threatening Hawley on Facebook, Senator Hawley, should have been arrested. It took him all of 4 or 5 days. Hell, it's been a year. I don't see Marie Chappelle Nadel. I don't see anything. I don't see any reports. I don't see any backlash. I don't see anything because she's a nigger. And if you people don't agree with me, you're nuttier than I am. And that just, when I saw that, I thought to myself, I had to address that. That just pissed me off. Before we get to the National Guard being called in St. Louis by these stupid nigger idiots over there, and they are stupid nigger idiots. Keep the proud blacks out of that equation always. Let's go to James. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I listen to your show every day. Love your show.
Well, thank you, sir.
I agree with Lou. He reminds me a lot of myself. I'm a pissed off white guy, too.
Okay.
And I'm kind of sick of it all. I've moved my family out to Highland, and we pay a little more property taxes. It's a longer drive to work, but guess what? No niggers.
Yeah.
And it's worth every penny.
James, let me ask you. Let me interrupt you. Are you a proud white man?
I'm a proud white man.
Do you hate blacks because of the color of their skin?
No, I don't.
You hate the niggers because of what they do. Am I not correct?
People just the same because of their actions.
I agree with you. You hate a nigger for the color of their skin is secondary. It's what they do in the color of their skin. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Absolutely right on that, Bob. And what we need to do as white people, there's a first step toward every goal, and you're wanting us to all come together and do this, but I'm sitting back and I'm wondering, what is the first step to actually getting this done? And what we need to do is just have each other's backs, like out in public, whether you're at Walmart or a gas station. Like the other day, I had my kid and my wife with me. We were walking through Walmart, and there's this nigger bending down, tying his shoes, and his pants were hanging off his ass. You know, white people, we are kind of timid, and I'm non-confrontational. And I've walked by and didn't say nothing because I, you know, really didn't think anybody had my back. But that's where it needs to start, Bob. Just we need to speak up and, you know, have each other's backs out in public.
You know, James, I agree with you. I think white people and proud black need to come together, and I've said it every day. White and black people need to come together, and they need to step forward. You hear me? That's the operative word, James. Step forward instead of stepping backwards. We always step backwards and say, oh, let's let that go. You know, it'll dry up. There'll be no problem. But when we let it go, the niggers, not the proud blacks, the niggers mistake kindness for weakness. And James, they're going to keep going until they're finally stopped. Do you agree or not?
I do agree, Bob. And we just got to quit being timid and shy. And, you know, as white people, we are kind of lame, but let's change that.
James, I know you listen to my station, and I appreciate it you say every day. I know you've listened to other stations. Can you get the kind of reality? Can you get the kind of honesty? Can you get the facts anyplace else but right here on my radio station? Yes or no?
Bob, you can't. And I'm absolutely sick of the news. I turned the TV off last night. They only interview blacks when, you know, this little black kid didn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. She got 3 minutes of news time. There's Chinese kids, you know, and there's barely any white people anymore. It's sick.
Well, James, don't let it frustrate you. A lot of great people out there in Highland, and I know you moved away from the niggers, not the proud blacks. You moved away because the reality is your family comes first. Your family's going to be safe. And when they come knocking on your door, James, and my door, we don't advocate violence, but they come knocking trying to hurt us. I think they're in for a bruising, don't you think?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Sure is.
Okay, James, thank you very much for the call. Let's take one more before break. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, I agree with everybody's what you're saying, Bob. You know, I got foreigners that live in my neighborhood. They talk polite. They keep up their property. And I'm talking about the blacks. These niggers can't
right.
even speak proper English. You've been here, what, 300-400 years? And yet the foreigners come over here and work and speak proper English. And that gal, that snook up there, this black gal, jumped ahead of a white gal, full of groceries in the express lane. The white gal said, hey, that's a... So she followed out and took 2 pot shots at her. They didn't say the white gal she shot at was white. And like you said, at Jussie Smollett, when he said something like that, he could have caused a riot. I bet a lot of white people were beaten up because of that. And yet he gets off scot-free. This is what our country's going to look like if they take over. It's going to be a third world country like South Africa with a white trying to escape going to the hinterland as far as they can to get away. But the lame people are right, are these white liberals. I can't stand them the most. They're so pathetic. They cut your own grandkids' throats. You know, stand up. That's what gets me in trouble at work. Stand up, be a man or a woman, and speak what's right and wrong. But no, if it's black, oh, no, you're racist. You're way out of an argument all the time when you have nothing to say intelligent is racism. I say to hell with them.
You know what, Jim, I agree with you. I can hear the frustration. But, Jim, at the end of the day, I know you're a proud white man. First, let me hear it. I want everybody, proud white and proud black, to be proud of what they are. And don't let these niggers or crackers or hunkies make you be ashamed of what you are. Are you a proud white man? Well, I guess he's gone. Could you hear the frustration in his voice? That's happening all over, all over, all over. And he's right. We've got white, all these white liberals like Stacey Newman. I just happened to drive by her residence yesterday in Clayton. $1 million condo. Now, she'll go talk for the blacks. You think it's gated. You can't get in without a key to the back. You can't get in without a code for the parking in Clayton in a very prosperous area. But she's going to talk out for the blacks. Stacey Newman, ex-state representative, you piece of white crap. No good white trash crap. You're not living in North St. Louis. You're not helping out the cause in North St. Louis. Now that she's not a state representative, you don't hear her at all. And Jim, and all you white people are right. These white liberals, they want to talk the talk. They want to talk the talk, but they never, never walk the walk. You can say anything you want, but at the end of the day, if you don't do what you say, you might as well keep your mouth shut. Before we take a break, I hit it just a little bit on Friday. The Recorder of Deeds in St. Louis hires an ex-legislator who was in jail on a theft charge. They hired this former state representative, Steve Webb, a Democrat out of Florissant. Now, he gets hired by Michael Butler, who used to be a state rep, and I believe they're to be good friends. The Recorder of Deeds in St. Louis. Now, this man stole money from money that was taken, that should have been taken for the black cause, for a black caucus, sponsoring a black reception and some other things. He took the money from the Missouri Black Caucus and transferred it into a personal account for his own personal use. He pled guilty to felony theft, spent time in jail, got probation. Now, they say, well, this guy is a great leader. Butler, well, here it is, who served with Webb in the Missouri House, said Webb had great leadership qualities and was dedicated and a hard worker. No, he's a thief. He's a convicted thief. Now, he's going to make the office much better. Now, it's nigger and nigger. Let a white person try to do that with a white person. Everybody would be up in arms. But do you people see time after time after time after time, these niggers can do what they want. Everybody other than me is afraid to say a damn thing. And again, I deplore violence. We don't need violence. We just need to come together. There's so much hypocrisy on the nigger part. There's so much hypocrisy that they want you to be ashamed because we were born white. How racist is that when they come up with that crap? White privilege, white power, white this, white that, white supremacy, my ass. I think you niggers better understand that I think the proud white and proud black people are getting a little tired, and I don't think we're going to take much more. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this asswipe, stupid-ass, no-good, dumb-ass nigger, Brandon Bosley, the alderman for the 3rd Ward in St. Louis. He wants to bring in the National Guard after shooting all the shootings in North St. Louis, not by the policemen, not by the white people, but by niggers. We'll talk about that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. I want to take time to say hello to a good friend over in St. Charles Rock Road, Big John. I want to say hi to you, Big John. Talk with your daughter, lovely lady. I want to say hi to you and everybody out in North St. Louis, even the niggers. I don't dislike the niggers. I just don't want to be around them. We're going to start on it today. Probably won't have enough time as always. Alderman calls for National Guard after shooting in North St. Louis. This asswipe, stupid son of a bitch, and he is an idiot. Third Ward Alderman Brandon Bosley. Before it gets too bad, we need to do something measurable about the killing. You stupid idiot, you must have been in a coma for the last 5-10 years. In North St. Louis, before it gets too bad, and that's in quotes. That shows you that I tell you the truth when I say these niggers, not the proud blacks, these niggers are a bunch of idiots. Here's the alderman saying, we want the Missouri National Guard before the summer hits and crime spikes. Well, wait a minute, is it the white guy's fault that crime's spiking? Is it? Hell no. He says, extra hands. We need extra hands, extra guns, guns bigger than the ones on the street. Well, you're going to be hard-pressed finding that. He said, the city board of aldermen, now listen to this, people. Bosley said he and the city's board of aldermen, not the city's board of aldermen, the city's board of aldermen's black caucus, have been talking for weeks about petitioning Governor Mike Parsons. If you can't take care of your city as an alderman, you can't take care of your aldermanic ward, Mr. Bosley, Brandon Bosley, you need to get the hell out. They want to talk to the white governor. We're going to have tanks on every damn corner, Bosley said. These people have to know we're not playing. What do you mean, these people? You mean these niggers. It ain't white people walking around killing you bastards in North St. Louis. And I deplore violence, but damn it, you guys are being slaughtered in North St. Louis. And you want to get pissed off about it? Get pissed off at the niggers. They want the National Guard to come in, and they said, well, they had it come in when then-Governor Jay Nixon brought them in, declared a state of emergency in 2014 and activated the Guards in anticipation of all the crime and the situation in Ferguson. No, Jay Nixon, you asswipe, Democratic, stupid idiot, you held them down. If you hadn't held the National Guard down, Ferguson wouldn't have been half destroyed. That's your fault, ex-Governor Jay Nixon. It's your fault. You told all of your people, your National Guard, who you have complete control over or had complete control, to stand down. But anyway, everybody's mad. Lida Crewson's mad. Bosley's mad. They're called to a shooting in North St. Louis. A man was driving his SUV down an alleyway on North Florissant Avenue and had to stop because he saw a black car blocking the alley exit. The SUV driver, whom police did not identify, honked, then talked out his window asking if the man was going to move his car. The man declined to move his car, probably cataract, and both men got out of their cars. They didn't know exactly what happened, but the man in the black car, because he wasn't going to move, he shot five or six shots through the window, the front window of the SUV, striking the driver two or three times. The suspect, now the nigger, after he shot this guy in the face, then he drove off. He ain't driving off before he shoots another nigger. No, let me shoot or kill a nigger, and then I'll drive off. The guy in the SUV just asked the guy to move. Probably a proud black guy. Nigger jumped out of his car, shot five or six times, hit him in the face a couple times, and then he sped away north on 21st Street in North St. Louis. The driver was alive, taken to the hospital, but just barely alive. Said they saw a black Audi. All they do is shoot, Kenny said. You can't even take your trash out without thinking about getting shot. And Brandon Bosley, you want the National Guard to come in? Why should the people of the great state of Missouri pay for all the nigger killings, all the nigger thugs in North St. Louis? If your city people can't do it, if you can't do it as your alderman, then you need to get somebody else in there. If the mayor can't do it, get another mayor. Don't give a damn what you get. But once again, here's the niggers going to blame it. It's a white guy's fault because all the police protection goes to South St. Louis, and that's a damn lie. When you try to get protection from the police officers in North St. Louis, all the niggers say, oh, you're bringing too many policemen and you put more of us in jail, and that ain't right. So the police department and the proud police officers, both black and white, they can't win. But just another killing, and the alderman in that district in the third ward is going to say they need tanks in the street. This crap's been going on forever, people. Can't blame the whites for that, but I guarantee you, at some point in time, they will. As always, people, time to go. Time to go. You can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper, Bob Romanik. That's Romanik. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. and now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my live shows or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com, common spelling, or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanik, that's Romanik, and R, the Grim Reaper Radio. And as always, you can blame these asswipe politicians, both black and white, for creating these problems. This problem didn't start yesterday. It started many, many years ago, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue to fester. It's going to continue to destroy, to decay our communities until we do something about it. We, the proud white and black people, we have to come together. We have to understand that these ass white politicians will not, cannot, won't ever do what's right until we put them in their place. One election's over, next one's coming up. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks, I say punks, that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, we have to destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Never any violence. Let's destroy them. Politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.